Hey, Matt, I'm going to jump on and just wrap up everything with you, and then we'll send those flowers off, okay?
All right.
I do have to let you know one last thing before we do that, that there was somebody that was hoping that you were going to send the flowers to them that contacted us to see who you would send flowers to. Matt, this is the Mojo in the Morning show. We're a radio show, and we were doing a thing called the War of the Roses. And your girlfriend, Sarah, called us up because she wanted to see who you would send a dozen free roses to. And you ended up...
Did you say my girlfriend, Sarah?
Yes. Say hi to Sarah.
No.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, I don't have a girlfriend. But I can clear this up for you. Because I know what's going on right now.
Matt, what do you mean by you don't have a girlfriend? Sarah?
I mean, I don't have a girlfriend. Sarah and I had one little meetup thing once. And she is, I don't know if she falls into a stalker category, but I did have to change my number.
What do you mean by that? Because Sarah told us that you guys were dating and she said that she was worried that something was going on with your guys' relationship.
Well, there's a lot going on with the relationship. The biggest factor is that it doesn't exist. So she's going to have to get that through her head somehow. I don't know what else to tell her or text her. I've tried everything. I've ignored her.
So wait, hold on a second. So Sarah is not your girlfriend?
Sarah isn't in the stratosphere of even somebody I would consider hanging out with again. It's not.
When was
no gray area.
So when did this, when did you guys have your thing? Was it recent? Because she said you guys have been together for 5 years.
Oh, my God. The last time I talked to her was a month and a half ago because she slipped through on a different number that I didn't recognize. 5 years ago. Yep, and it has not stopped. I've had little fleeting breaks of a few months without hearing from her. But then some crazy... This takes the cake for what she's pulled. She's pulled some good stuff, but
Is Sarah not on the phone line anymore?
That would probably be the smartest thing she's done in 5 years, is to not just in this real.
Because Sarah, so. I don't hear her, and I don't think she's on the phone line anymore. So she got disconnected after she said, "Hey, Matt." So Matt, you're telling us that you and Sarah are not dating, and obviously she just disconnected from the phone line or is not talking to us, and she is somebody that you say that has been so bad that you've had to change your phone number because of her.
Change your phone number. I was periodically on some of the dating apps, and she was like, it would be her connecting with me with like a different picture, and then
crap, that's scary.
Like,
well, just so you understand, she's the one that gave us your number that we use today.
Yeah, so she has this number.
So she has this number.
Well, somebody's given her your number. Because there's no way that she's able to do it. Unless she's still on an account for you for a number. But Matt, hang on 1 second, okay?
All right.